gentlemen, it is showtime!
You're listening to the Dirt Racing Podcast.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Dirt Racing Podcast. This is the preview for the Knoxville Nationals. We'll have tonight's qualifiers, a little history lesson, and more on this edition of the Dirt Racing Podcast. Time for a little history lesson back in time. And some of my memories I'll tell you in this right now. Do you remember 1980 when Steve Kinser drove for Bob Trossel and won the Nationals? Or how about 1987, the first year for TNN with Diamond P and the American Sports Cavalcade, where it rained, and more rain? Or how about 1989? When Doug Wolfgang dominated? Or how about the year 1990 when an upset winner in Bobby Allen pulled off the big upset? Or how about 1993 when if it didn't rain, if it didn't stop raining, it was going to be called and Stevie Smith would have been your winner? Or how about the storms of 97? And then finally, the local driver finally wins in 98 of Danny Lasoski. Or how about Craig Kinser's run in 2005? Or finally, the bridesmaid, no more, Donnie Schatz in 2006. And then the 50th, when Sammy Swindell blew the tire and got out and people cheered for him. And Tim Schaefer went on for a big victory. Or how about 2016 when Jason Johnson beat Schatz after Schatz won five years in a row. And the crowd was stoked that night. What were some of your favorite moments? Those are some of mine. Or how about just being with friends, your traditions of going, what you do, or who do you see each year, your friends that you might not see all year, you see this one time of the year. Also, let's make some more memories this year. That's my tribute. We'll have the more history in a second with all the winners of the Nationals, starting back in 1961 with Roy Robbins being the first Nationals champion. 1962 was Jerry Richard. And then the Welds took over in 63. With Greg, 64 and 65 with Kenny, and then 1966, Jay Woodside would win it, 67 was Thad Dozier, 68 was Ray Lee Goodwin, 69, and then we lost him a couple weeks later, was Kenny Greitz, 1970. Was Little Joe Saldana. The only time the great Jan Opperman won the Nationals. Kenny Wild repeated in 72 and 73. Dick Gaines in 1974. 75 and 76, Eddie Levitt. Doug Wolfgang won in 77 and 78. 1979, to round out, was Ron Schumann. Then we hit the 80s, and three names won the Nationals You either had to be a Kinzer, a Wolfgang, or a Swindell. 1980 through 82 was Steve Kinzer. 83 was Swindell. 84 and 85 was Doug Wolfgang. 86, 87, 88 were Kinzer. 89 Wolfgang. And then we turn to the new deck, the 90s, where the biggest surprise happened when Bobby Allen wins it. 91 through 95 was all Steve Kinzer. 96, Mark Kinzer. 97 was Dale Blaney. 98 was Dan Lasoski. 99 and 2000 was Mark Kinzer. 2001 was Dan Lasoski. 2002 was the last Steve Kinzer victory. 03 and 04 were Danny Lasoski. 05 was Craig Kinzer. Then shots went on from 06 to 2009 as a winner, Donnie Schatz. Then Tim Schaefer in 2010. Shots went on the roll to pick up from 2011 to 2015. The late, great Jason Johnson was 2016. Schatz picks up his 10th in 2017. Then Brad Sweet won in 2018. 19 was David Grabel. 20th was the year of the COVID. And last year, Kyle Larson won. So the most Nationals won was Steve Kinzer with 12. Schatz with 10. Doug Wolfgang has 5. So that's some of them. Some of the history for the Nationals. The happenings are happening every day. Vendors and t-shirts are open every day. The trade show's open. Hall of Fame has some fan forums and autograph sessions. Yoga on today through Friday. Saturday at 11:30 a.m. will be the big Hall of Fame auction. There's just a bunch of things to do and see during the Nationals. The format is for this week. Wednesday and Thursday are the two qualifying nights where you run the heat race. So for the qualifying nights on Tuesday and Thursday, top 50 make the heat races. But top 40 make the invert, because the invert's 8. Your fast guy qualifier starts 8th. Then there'll be the C, the B, the A, where points for qualifying is 200 for quick time, 198 for second, 196 for third, etc. In the heat races, it's 100. Then it goes down by 3 for 97, 94, 91, and so on. The C main, the top four finishers go to the back of the B. The fifth place in the C is worth 92, and sixth is worth 90, and etc. And then the A main, or the B main, top four transfer out of that, with the B main for fifth place awards 142 points for fifth, and 146 and down by 2. The feature is the same way. Is 200, 198, 196, and down. The first tiebreaker is the main event. The next tiebreaker is time trial, and the third tiebreaker is the second time trial lap. The perfect score is 500. Then the top 16 will be locked in from Wednesday and Thursday in the A main. And then 17 through 26 are awarded the first 10 positions in the B, and don't have to race Friday. We'll explain the format for Friday on Friday. And the Friday format could be changed if there was any weather issues, but I don't think there will be any this week. Tonight's qualifiers, and this is also subject to change. Driving the 1AU from Sydney, New South Wales, Australia, that's Marcus Dumsney. The from Lincoln, Nebraska, the 1 Emma Don Droud. The 1S, your Capitani Classic winner from Hanover, Pennsylvania, the 1S Logan Short. The 1X from Nevada, Colorado will be Jake Buback. The 2 from Watertown, Connecticut is David Gravel. From Huron, South Dakota, the 2KK will be Kevin Engel. The 2KS from St. Mary's, New South Wales, Australia will be Ian Mattson. The 2M of St. Michael, Minnesota is Davey Heskin. The Gravis Mills, Missouri's driver, Jet 3 is Ayrton Jeniton. The 3P from Pleasantville is Sawyer Phillips. The 3Z from Jonestown, Pennsylvania will be Brock Zierfaust. From Fairmont, Indiana, the 6B of Brandon Wimmer. From T, South Dakota, the 7 of Justin Henderson. Robbie Price from Cobble Hill, British Columbia, Canada, in the 7S. The 7W from Indiola is Dustin Salvage. The 8 from Chute, Texas is Aaron Reitzel. The 9 Junior from Marion, Arkansas is Derek Hagar. From Lakefield, Minnesota, the 10 is Skylar Praska. The 11 from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma will be Roger Crockett. From Kokomo, Indiana, the loft from Parker Price Miller in 11M. The 13 from Monrovia, Indiana is Justin Peck. The 13JT from Grand Forks, North Dakota is just Mark Dallmeyer. A rookie in the 14 from Clovis, California is Corey Day. Lemoore, California, the rookie is the 14J of Cole Macedo. The 15 from Fargo, North Dakota is Donnie Schatz. From Roseville, California, the 16A of Kobe Copeland. From Worcester, Ohio, the 17 is Sheldon Honchild. From Marion, Illinois, a rookie is the 17C of Carson Short. The 17W is Shane Goldbeck from Fremont, California. The 18 from Fresno, California is Gio Selzy. The Myerstown Missile. From Myerstown, Pennsylvania, the 19 of Brett Marks. From Rockwell City, the 20, the Dirt Racing Podcast driver, AJ Moeller. From Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, the Dirt Racing Podcast driver in the 21H is Brady Bacon. From right here in town in Knoxville, the 22, Riley Goodnow. From Altoona, the 24, T-Mac Terry McCarl, another Dirt Racing Podcast driver. For rookie, from Kingdom City, Missouri, the 24W, Garrett Williamson. From Aroas, California, rookie, the 39, Justin Sanders. The 40 from Sioux Falls, South Dakota is Clint Gardner. From Bendigo, Victoria, Australia, the 45 of Rusty Hickman. A rookie from Scotland, Ontario, Canada, is the 47X of Dylan Westbrook. From West Burlington, the 49J is Josh Schneiderman. A rookie from Sepulpa, Oklahoma, the 52, Blake Hahn. From Sykeson, Missouri, the 55 is Hunter Schoenberg. The 55T from Des Moines is McKenna Hassey. The 55W, Mike Wagner from Harrisville, Pennsylvania. From Springfield, Illinois, the 65 of Jordan Goldsberry. From Visalia, California, the 471, Corey Eliason. From Sheboygan, Wisconsin, the 73 is Scotty Thiel. From Warrnambool, Victoria, Australia, it's 83 of James McFadden. From McLarenville, South Australia, it's the 84 of Scott Boguski. From Abbottstown, Pennsylvania, the 91 of Kyle Reinhart. And your final scheduled driver from Gold Coast, Queensland, Australia, as a rookie, the 101 of Lachlan McHugh. Those are all the drivers for night one. Before we go, we'll update tomorrow's show. Tomorrow will be from tonight's results and points and preview who all qualifies tomorrow. I'll be on tomorrow's show. Thanks for listening to another edition of the Dirt Racing Podcast. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Dirt Racing Podcast with Marshall Hayne. Follow us on Twitter at dirt_podcast or on Facebook at the Dirt Racing Podcast.